Well, this music helped a lot of people transition from the often harsh realities of life to the calming world of Bob Ross and his iconic The Joy of Painting TV show.
And we can just drop in just a little waterline. Just a happy little waterline lives back in here somewhere. We don't know where it is. Don't know that we even care. Just let your imagination take you anywhere you want to go.
Part art lesson, part guided meditation from 1983 to 94, we watched as Bob painted. Yep, it was like watching paint dry, but 2 million people tuned in at the height of his series to see the results. Bob Ross died of lymphoma in 1995, and you may know his shows not only live on YouTube and Netflix, but his cult status has grown. A Bob Ross marathon a few years ago on the internet streaming site Twitch reported 5.6 million viewers, and the new craze? Libraries holding Bob Ross evenings where patrons watch TVs and paint along. The events started in Utah and spread to places like Panama City, Florida. Events there are being organized by Sarah Burris of the Northwest Regional Library System. And Sarah, were you inspired by the libraries in Utah that were doing this?
We were. We saw a Facebook post, and so we were like, this would be so cool if we could try it at our library as well.
So how are people responding? In Utah, for instance, they had to cut off the amount of people who could do this. They have so many on a waiting list.
Yes, we were going to start having really small classes at 10 per class, and our attendance interest was, we had to boost the class up to 20 per class instead. And we still have people on the waiting list.
Do they really want to paint with him, or are some also coming just to watch him and listen to him?
I think some are coming because they are excited about a paint class. Then the others are really just Bob Ross fans. We've had patrons come in with the Bob Ross t-shirts and the wig, and so there is a little bit of a fan club. It's everyone who likes Bob Ross and kind of supporting him and watching them together.
We know at the Daniel Boone Branch Library in St. Louis, Missouri, they had their first Bob Ross paint-along. 24 people came in May, but they had a 15-person waiting list. And when the librarians there asked the people, you know, well, how many of you are painters? No one raised their hands. They're going to start the monthly Bob Ross events next year, and they're going to get a Bob Ross cardboard cutout so people could take their picture with him. What do you think it is? What's the appeal?
I think the meditative quality of his voice is really nice. It's encouraging. It makes art approachable. I like how the paintings have ability to not be perfect. Like, it doesn't have to look exactly like Bob Ross, and still it turns out like a beautiful winter landscape. I think people enjoy that they've been able to accomplish something they may not have expected to be able to do.
Well, you know, those of us who used to watch on PBS, you also got to know him. He had been in the service, and he would talk about, you know, I'd come home from a day of playing soldier, and I'd paint a picture, and I could paint the kind of world that I wanted. He said it was clean, it was sparkling, shiny, beautiful, no pollution, nobody upset, everybody was happy, and that he would like things to be happier.
I think it is a happy experience and a calming experience, and Bob Ross is a cheerleader as he goes, and everyone leaves the program with smiles on their face, and it's been a positive experience.
Let's listen to a little more of just a little bit of that philosophy. He's kind of like the Mr. Rogers of the paint easel. He starts talking about trees.
And these are just like people. Some of them are tall, some short, some heavy, some very thin. So tree trunks grow however makes them happy. I think probably nothing will teach you more than just experimenting. Do as many different things as you have the nerve to do. Shoo, just go for it.
Sarah Burris, it's more than painting.
It is, and I think his catchphrase for the happy accidents also is something that resonates with the class and in life in general. But even within the class, if anyone feels frustrated that it's not looking exactly like a Bob Ross, you're like, this is a happy accident. And then they can embrace those as a personal accomplishment.
Yeah, some of his other phrases, he talks about mountains, I think, are little rascals. But, you know, there were people who just, oh, they hated Bob Ross. I mean, always the landscapes with the snow on the mountain and the trees. I mean, you know, some people really put down his artwork. Are you hearing that at all from people? Like, why are you doing this?
I think He's now a cultural icon. He's got a larger fan base than the opposite. And the Chia pets and the puzzles and the mugs and the bobblehead dolls. He's out there and it's all positive and supporting Bob Ross's paintings.
Yeah, not bad for somebody who started as sort of an itinerant painter traveling in a motorhome filled with paints and canvases. And in libraries. You guys must be pinching yourself. Wow, we got this.
You know you have it right when you have so many people wanting to be on the wait list and touching base to see if they can be in the next class.
Sarah Burris, talking about the Bob Ross painting evening she's organized for the Northwest Regional Library System in Panama City, Florida there. Sarah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Our colleague's 21-year-old son has a Bob Ross T-shirt complete with fuzzy velour hair. We'll have his videos at hereandnow.org, where Bob Ross fans tell us what's the appeal for you. hereandnow.org.